If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hello, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
I'm introducing myself, and my name is Rebecca Lavoy.
Welcome to Something's Off, a true crime podcast where we question the F out of everything, and we have a lot to go over today, and this is my third stream today.
That's on you, man. You chose to do three streams today, but
I'm sleepy.
It's going to be a good time, and we have a lot to talk about, a lot to process, a lot of tips that might come in. Feel free to use the link in the show notes for all of our tip stuff. I still haven't gotten through the 6-hour Jolene stream, but I've watched a lot of it. And I have so much I'm so excited to talk to you about, but you were busy today. I was busy today. I was like, I would text you, but I just don't.
I know.
I'm just excited to fill you in on all of it. I'm excited to process all the events of today with you, Mel. I really, really am. I've missed you. I feel like when I have to work really hard for 2 days, it's like, and we're doing separate things. Like we usually text all the time, but.
I know. We've been very, very busy. And today was very interesting. And we're going to get into
so
all of it
interesting. So
in about a minute and 40 seconds. We'll be right
back. Let's do it.
Good morning, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
I'm Rebecca Lavoy, allegedly. I'm smart.
Happy Monday, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
I'm Rebecca Lavoy. Happy gay summer, Mel.
Happy hump day, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
I'm not humping anybody. I'm Rebecca Lavoy.
Happy Saturday, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
Oh, no.
I'm Rebecca Lavoy, and my mic is muted.
Good morning, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
I'm Rebecca Lavoy, and that's Briscoe.
And welcome to Something's Off, a true crime podcast where we swat the haters aside with our astute takes and humor and joy.
The joylessness of those people.
Blags.
You hear it first in the break in the story. One little crack and the whole thing gets wary. A witness swears, but the timeline bends. A smile too smooth and the trail just ends. Mel Barrett says, hold up, look again. Rebecca Lou follows every thread. If it feels too neat, then it's not the truth. There's a shadow line running through the room. Something's off, something's off. You can feel it in the bones. Something's off, something's off. When the facts won't come home. Something's off, something's off. And the case won't stay in place. Something's off. We're the ones who chase.
We're gonna go members only.
Yeah, we're the ones who chase. Wait, did that witness just blink three times? Something's off. Something's off.
It's such a bop, right?
You saw me mouthing along with the words.
I never get sick of it, which I thought I would by now, but.
Well, you know why? Because there are people who have very lame theme songs. There are. And there are also people who do something different, like. You know, Will opens his show with a bunch of like ambient spa sound for like 10 minutes to get people to come in, which is also a really good strategy. Like people know what's happening and it's just time to gather. You know what I mean? That's why Turtle Boy does his 10-minute intro of all of his doctor stuff because it gives people time to gather. And that's not a bad strategy, but we just go with the bop. We just go with the bop.
What's up, Klutz?
Up, Klutz. Hello. Let's say hi to some people. Let's do a little romper room situation. Hello, Joy W. Can. Hello, Resting Beach Face. Love that. Hello, Something's Off Pod. Guys, tell your friends we are live. Says Something's. You definitely do that.
Said Rebecca.
Said Rebecca, said me. Hello, Rosie. How you doing? Hello, Lady Harlot, our favorite chat comedian.
Yes.
Hello, Carrie. Did you watch Romper Room as a kid, Mel?
I did, but I don't remember it as much as I remember like Fraggle Rock.
Well, at the end of Romper Room, the host, and by the way, Romper Room, to my understanding, it was also like a franchise or like a lot of Romper Rooms mm-hmm. around the country.
Yeah.
And like they would look into the magic mirror. For those of you who are too young, there was a PBS show or local access, I can't even remember, called Romper Room. Mm-hmm. And it was like a kid's show. It was like, it was almost like being in nursery school. It was like a classroom. And like there was a very warm, like Miss Rachel type lady who would do stuff. And at the end of the show, she'd pick up her magic mirror and say hello to all the children watching. And she would just say a bunch of random names. But if you're a child and she says your name, you think she's talking to you. Mm-hmm. Unlike the chat, where we actually can see what people are calling themselves, the chat. You know, yeah. Oh, look at the rainbow hearts. Look at the rainbow hearts. Make sure to like the stream when you come in. Tell others, because we don't have 100 mods here. We have literally one who may or may not show up every time. And feel free to tell people to like the video. Feel free to tell people to tip us through our Clut Cash links that are pinned in the show notes. Super chats always welcome. Whatever you do, you are guaranteed to have your comment read. Although we're not exclusive, we do also read comments from randos who write funny things. So
I did get Meemaw sent over a tip. Thanks, Meemaw. Thanks for the $25. Meemaw said, Mel, thank you for covering this with empathy and extra time. Rebecca, thank you for joining in. I laugh when someone states they are more like one of you. I'm a combo.
Nice. There's something, first of all, I love the whole conceit of what you're doing, of like doing it without a lot of the kid stuff. I think it's great. I have been watching, just because I'm at, you know, in my day job or whatever, I listen to streams like with one ear in, and I've been listening to a lot of Melanie Little in the last couple of weeks. And I just want to say something about her. I don't have a direct line to her. I know when I send a super chat, she like vaguely knows who I am, but I figured out, I think today, because I was explaining it to somebody else, why she is like the best of us doing what we do. Like she's the best mm-hmm. because she manages to make it extremely entertaining with her wit, her sharpness, her guile, her beauty, and just her ability to be additive in a way that makes you not feel bad about being entertained. And I always use the word entertained in my review show, Crime Writers On, to describe when you want to hit play again and you want to keep watching.
Yeah.
And something can be very dark and it can entertain you. She's very, very good at going to the depths of hell in these situations and giving you enough, but also giving you enough relief that you feel like not bad about being in it with her. And I don't know of anybody who can do exactly what she does as well as she does. So I just wanted to give her out loud props for that. Plus, I think I saw her in The Foods That Built America, my favorite bad show on the History Channel. I really think I saw her on that.
She is an actor, so.
I know. I did look at her IMDb and I confirmed it was her. But I wanted to talk about being on The Foods That, I don't know if you've ever seen that show, Mel. It's wild.
I have not seen it.
It's wild. But sometimes it takes a minute to figure out what it is about somebody that is that magic. Mm-hmm. You know, Kevin always says the reason that you and I have it is because it's like listening to people getting to know each other and like that, and like the romantic part of their relationship, which is kind of how I am with a lot of my friends that I've known forever. But you know, you contain multitudes, and I always want to know all about them. We're the same but different, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what it's called. It's chemistry. But she's great for that reason. You know, lawyer, you know, is great because he's hot. He's good on camera. But it's not the same as being Melanie Little, who can make you feel like you're sitting on the couch with your smartest friend who is measured enough, but also kicks assholes out. She's great. She's wonderful. I've become a huge fan. So if anyone wants to clip that and send it to her, I'd appreciate it. I don't have a direct line. If you have a direct line to Melanie, you feel free.
We had a few people come over from Mel's chat today and from Defense Diaries because they got shut down in the middle of their stream.
Yes, I've been doing some research into this. I've been doing some research since we texted.
I've heard many things. Tell me what you found out, because what I was hearing was that Melanie Little and Defense Stars were saying that people were doing mass copyright strikes against them, and their channels were getting their streams were getting shut down because of that.
Okay, so I said to you, I tweeted about this earlier today about the difference between news media and non-news media, and I actually called a friend who has some digital. Mm-hmm. Let me just say they're in the world that would know this. And it's likely a combination of things. But the main thing to know is that content being streamed by Melanie, by Defense Diaries, that's getting copyright strikes and or contains algorithmically bad stuff, which might be both true. They might both be true.
Right.
This person is leaning toward the algorithmically bad stuff because Lindsay Clancy at writ large has been a very difficult topic for Google to handle. Today's closing arguments contained a particular concentration of words that algorithmically YouTube frowns upon for general streaming, including the M word.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Good news. Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
And I mean yep. M-U-R-D-E-R, the S word, the self-harm to dying word. And it was just a concentration of those words. And I did notice that everyone's stream was kind of going. And then if also there are people who just hate them, who always copyright at the same time, right. It might just be like a cataclysm of stuff. And the reason why you can always turn to Fox Boston or the CNN stream or whatever is because Google knows who the mainstream media streams are. They know media companies. They actually either identify them independently or you can apply to be a media company with Google. I've been through this process before at my day job. And then you're not absolved from all terms of service, but certain terms of service, like stuff like that, they understand that news stories contain the M word and the S word. So the algorithm kind of skips you over. Plus they push you up in the algorithm. Plus they do all the special stuff. So there's an excellent chance. I mean, I'm guessing that Melanie and Defense Diaries get copyright strikes and all kinds of strikes each day, every day. But that unlike you and me, if we get one, the algorithm might be like, you guys are in trouble. We're shutting you down. If they get 10 a day, it might not be a big deal because they know that they're a huge channel with likely to have fans that don't like them. But they also don't have the benefit of a mainstream news channel where they would be able to stay up when all these controversial words were in there. So the person I know, who I can promise you would definitely know, told me it was likely a combination of all those factors, not necessarily one bad actor. That's not the way Google works. So, interesting.
Yeah, I mean, we were fine over here. We're
small
on crime. Well, but I also because of the way that we stream this trial, as soon as she would start going on a string of M's and S's and, you know, getting into detail, I was skipping ahead 5 seconds. So I was missing a lot of her saying the words because I knew it was coming. Mm. And so I was jumping, like I was just bumping like 5 seconds ahead.
Smart.
So we smart. Never got shut down. Hey, thanks. We never got shut down. And it was very interesting. Did you watch the closing arguments?
I did. I did. And so did Kevin, which is amazing because Kevin, can I tell the story you told me by text this morning? Yes. So Kevin told me, he texted me this morning. He had to go drop his car at the shop. By the way, that's the difference between us and Machado. We ask people in advance if we can share their texts on our stream. He texted me this morning and he said, he dropped his car for the shop. He said, I stopped in Dunk's. Old woman came in with the phone audio loud of the closing arguments. She's watching jury instructions. Group of old women at the next table start asking and debating it.
Interesting.
Woman with phone thinks she's guilty, quote, those children, but thinks it'll be a hung jury. Other old lady, I don't agree with you. It was pretty wild. So Kevin came home and he walked in with the thing streaming on his phone. And I was like, I usually am just telling you about this.
Yeah.
It really speaks to the debate this has all sparked that, you know, folks want to see what happens. And it also speaks to Kevin Reddington as a lawyer and how imminently watchable he is. I've been saying to you offline and Kevin offline that if this weren't so dark, I've said it online too, that this would be the most fun trial I ever watched. But I was just with my colleagues at, I was just having a meeting with my colleagues downtown. And I said to them, I'm just going to say it is actually in some ways the most fun trial I've watched.
It's entertaining for sure.
Not because of the subject matter, but because of the lawyering. Like it's been extraordinary.
That closing argument, that was straight out of like Law and Order, you know, I can't even think of the other lawyer shows, but you
or
know
like one
mean?
Of those like, Alex Cross novels or
the
like
quarters and him smacking the table and getting, you know, yelled at by the judge and folk to focus on the jury and not the DA and the attorney Sprague. We call her Frack of frickin' Frack. Frack getting in trouble. So good. Frack getting in trouble because she was bringing Andrea Yates into the closing, which she knows she can't do. Like, so much. It was just so, every single day there was always a big moment where you were just like, I mean, my breath was caught so many times watching this trial, and not just because of the details of what happened.
Yeah. Before we get into our topic matter for today, can I show you something that happened that confirms something we have been discussing on the show for weeks now?
Yes.
Do you remember?
Can we first say thank you to Ashley, though?
Of course.
Ashley, thank you so much for the 10 bucks. You're small but mighty, she says. Thank you so much. Thanks for the super chat. If you guys want to send over Clut Cash, which are tips for us, you can do Venmo, Cash App, or PayPal. It's at the top of the screen. There's a QR code as well, and it is pinned in the chat, and we appreciate it. We love
you. Thank you. That's how we get compensated for our work here. That's how it happens. So there's a lot going on in the Machado Turtleverse. A lot. Okay?
There is, but I just wanted to say one other thing.
Hi, Clara.
Kevin Reddington's hero is in the chat. Glara. Reddington is awesome, and I think it needed to happen for the sake of mental health awareness, but I won't be disappointed if Lindsay is found guilty. Yeah, I said it.
That's an opinion.
I think a lot of people feel that way, Will. But
we're not going to denigrate your opinion, Will. I happen to disagree, but that doesn't mean your opinion. You're not entitled to your opinion.
Oh, no, it's...
it's subtle. It's nuanced.
It's not pinned in the chat. Hold on. I will pin it in the
chat. I pinned it. I put up the Clut text earlier, so... I'm sorry. Go ahead and feel free to, you want to pin that? Or do you want me to do it?
I'll do it. You go, you got something to show me.
Yeah. So, hello, Will. It's so nice to see you. So I actually, before I show you this, I think one of the interesting things that happened today, and I confirmed it with Bob because I did watch the whole stream, but of course it was like not all, I didn't watch all of the original jury instructions. I knew they were going to be like 3 hours long. And I was like, we'll be able to see them later. But I watched the second set of jury instructions right before they went in. And I never heard him say a thing that judges often say.
What's that?
Which is don't do a poll when you first get into the deliberation. Mm-hmm. A lot of judges will say, did not do a poll. He didn't say that, which is interesting to me because I can tell you, having been on a jury, that is the first instinct. If a judge doesn't tell you not to do that, the first thing you do is like, depending on the foreperson, I did it when I was a foreperson, like, I just wanted to take the temperature of the room to see how far apart we all were, like, where is everybody? And we just went around. And if a foreperson does that in the case where I was the foreperson, we all were going to do not guilty. But I was then as the foreperson, like, we need to talk about it more. Like, you know, this is serious matter. Let's make sure we actually talk through it. Let's get our sandwiches they're going to send in and everyone can talk about why that they're, and then maybe somebody will have a new thought. But he didn't say that, which was interesting. It's also interesting to me. I heard from Bob that the two youngest women were cut from the jury. They're not voting jurors, and that there's 9 women and 3 men. That's something that's been reported widely. Yep. Do you think that the, you pinned the wrong comment, Cecily?
No, I didn't.
It's easy to do, actually, to be fair. It's easy to pin the wrong comment.
It's pinned. It says pinned, and it says, do you want to replace the pinned? And it's just, I'll replace it again, but go ahead.
Replace it again. If you're here and you haven't liked the video yet, what is wrong with you? You're like completely delinquent in your duties. I see the right pin in the comments.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. I'm honored, but wrong one. It says resting beach face. What? Hold on. I just clicked on the pinned link and it says send Clut Cash, Venmo, Cash App, and PayPal. Oh, resting beach face. You might have been talking about something else. All right. So in the last couple of weeks, before we get into some of the other stuff we're going to talk about, there's been a lot going on in the Machadoverse. I am 2/3 of the way through a 6-hour stream.
Oh, God.
I mean, how unfair that Jolene would drop a 6-hour stream. And because I'm on East Coast time and I like to go to bed, I have to watch that closing arguments and the most fascinating trial we've seen in a really long time. Turtle Boy content, other people streaming Jess content so I can watch it. Although she's doing great in her views. And I should just give her one, who cares. But one of the things I discovered was something that verifies a theory we have had on this show for quite a while.
Tell me all about it.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to show you. Because guess what returned to the Machado show?
Oh, geez. Are we on there? Do we make it? Probably not.
The Horizon social chart.
Okay.
Are you ready to see this?
I see. I'm just looking at what I can see. Kev.
Let's go.
Lauren. I see Baker. I see KMS. Okay.
True crime fangirl. Ooh. Has to go.
What a mess.
Up top.
Oh, that's it. That's She's ASMR an OG. For me.
J7's up top. Oh, Rebecca and Mel, obviously, both of them are in the lesbians we love category.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Hailey Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Right?
Wait for it.
Motion?
Wait for it.
What?
Mel, but not Rebecca. Rebecca goes somewhere else. I'm just not sure. Do we have just like a nasty cunt? We don't even have a cunt category. Just like a nasty, like.
I'm above the line.
It's nasty. Rebecca.
Isn't that incredible?
I told you.
Yeah, that feels right.
We've been saying this.
Go back. I want to hear it again.
All right. Hold on. I'll go.
But I wish she would put the board on the wall or on that easel so she could just, you know, have both hands free.
This is one of the best pieces of tapes I've seen on the internet, really.
She looks good. She looks good.
Good is relative. You ready? Should I slow it down?
You know, whatever.
I'm gonna slow it down so you can see it a little slower. I need to send her
her a magnet of my face so that she can have a magnet of my face.
I'm gonna put on 90% so we can enjoy it a little more.
It's out. Jen Altman, she doesn't make it on. We can't put her on. She's just so irrelevant.
I love you too, Jess.
The lady from the estate sale. True crime fangirl. Ooh. Has to go.
We're slow-mowing this.
It's
like a dream come true for me. To be this right, it's a dream come true.
I want a t-shirt that says, Mel gives Jess Machado a cloner.
Oh, or lesbians we love.
Okay, that's fine too, I guess.
Although, that's not what I would say. It's got to be, yeah. Hold on, ready?
J7's
Machado loves
Rebecca Mel. And Mel, obviously, both of them are in the lesbians we love category.
There's a lesbians we love category.
There is. The first time I heard this, I was like, wow, this isn't right. I was pretty sure she hated me and liked you. And then she said this.
Right? Motion.
Oh, I see it over there.
I think what she may have been doing initially was trying to say I'm a lesbian, which she might think is an insult. I don't know.
She put Bay Harbor Beauty in there. Who else? Can you go back like just 5 seconds? Because I can see the lesbians we love.
Very hard to go back 5 seconds. I'll do my best.
Okay. You just have to hit the arrow backwards and it'll go back 5 seconds.
Yeah, I don't have that. I don't have a Mac.
I don't have that.
The lady from the estate. Sale.
Sorry, it's going to be.
True crime fangirl. Ooh.
We're watching it slow so we can really relish it this time.
It's over on the left side of the board. You'll see it when she starts to write my name. It's a little box and Bay Harbor Beauty's over there. Up and it top. Says lesbians we love.
She's an OG. J7's up top. Oh, Rebecca and Mel, obviously, both of them are in the lesbians we love category.
Both of us.
Right?
Nope. Not both.
Motions
we love.
My yes to them. Mel.
It's Mel.
Mel, but not Rebecca. Rebecca goes somewhere else. I'm just not sure. Do we have just like a nasty cunt? We don't even have a cunt category.
Rebecca LaFoy.
Just like a nasty, like nasty. Just nasty.
I got my own category, Mel.
Rebecca.
You did. Nasty Rebecca. That's your new name.
Right?
Rebecca Nasty Cunt LaFoy.
Yeah, that feels right.
Yeah, that feels right.
Yeah, that feels right. That
Isn't
feels
that
right.
so good?
It is good. I actually kind of like listening to her on slower. It's relaxing.
Yeah, but then it takes longer.
That's true.
Let's watch it one more time.
Okay.
I can't get enough of this clip, to be honest with you.
It's pretty great. I mean, I appreciate it. Nasty Rebecca and the lesbian we love.
The lady Kylie from the estate sale.
We had to clip this.
We know. We know, Kylie.
True crime fangirl. Ooh.
We need to clip
has
this.
Has to go.
Yeah. I can do it. I'll do it.
We got to play this a lot on the
up
show.
Top. She's an OG. J7's up top. Oh, Rebecca and Mel, obviously, both of them are in the lesbians we love category, right? Motion? My yes to them? Mel, but not Rebecca. Rebecca goes somewhere else. I'm just not sure. Do we have just like a nasty cunt? We don't even have a cunt category. Just like a nasty, like nasty.
I knew right over Jolene. You're right over Jolene. Rebecca. Look at that. Nasty Rebecca.
No, right? Nasty cunt Rebecca.
Yeah, that feels right.
Yeah that feels right.
I love how she says that.
Totally feels. Yeah, that feels
right. I don't even know what she says after this because every time I watch this today, I just like would stop and laugh.
Rebecca, nasty cunt LaVoy.
Marsha.
All right.
Marsha goes Masha. Over here.
She moves on. Isn't that not amazing?
Wow.
How proud are you of us?
We called that one. I called that one.
You did.
When she talks about me, her voice softens. I know, ladies.
Even when she called you ugly, it was kind of sweet.
I know. Because it would be like, and then Mel. It was, and there's a sing song to it. It's sing songy.
Yeah. And like, she has a fondness for you. She doesn't have that for me.
Well, it's because I gassed her up about the journalism thing, probably.
Is it? You think that's why?
Oh, no. It could. I mean, obviously, it's because I'm cute. When she says ugly, I know what she means.
There's that. I also think that it's classic, like, triangulation situation, you know? Mm. She's trying to bring you over. She wants you to be a bunny. You should get bunny ears.
She wants to split us up as well.
She wants you to be a bunny. You would be such a good bunny. Oh, my God. You would be able... Pimavo says she's very unhappy with you, Rebecca. Did you not pay her the 20% you owe her? I've told you, J7 made that slip and said, I'm not paying anyone anymore, but I'll pay you your 20%. And I was like, there it is, because that's been a rumor for a long time that women who start channels that went to her class, then like were supposed to start channels and give her 20% of their income. And then I think that's why she's mad at Arkansas Bestie for starting her own channel when she was on vacation, because Arkansas Bestie started it and didn't do that thing where she set it up so that just gets 20%. But anyway, I mean, good on her. It's like a freaking, it's a good grift. The lawyer you know and the lesbians we love. Oh my God. The Glare Mail nailed it. It's a very pathetic attempt to cause division here. Do you think that's what LTL is trying to do with Glare and Turtle Boy? Just like trying to get in there? Yeah. Because his very strong theory is that the Glare is trying to be the new turtle and is doing all this stuff just to pull people over out of the pond. And into the gym with the Glare, you know?
I too, volunteer Stitcher, noticed the wallpaper situation.
Oh, yeah, we do need to look at that again because I spent a lot of time examining this.
It doesn't go all the way up to the ceiling.
Well, also, she has two different patches. Clearly, she has two different sets, which is fine. But you should never let people this far behind the scenes.
No.
Because what she's revealing here is that she was just able to buy one roll of this peel and stick wallpaper in two different patterns. Mm-hmm. And she like broadcasts sometimes in front of the blue, sometimes in front of the pink.
But what's with the sexy mesh shirt she's wearing this morning? Was this morning?
She wore this shirt on a different stream and said she picked it up off her bedroom floor. So maybe it was still there.
Okay.
I know way too much about this, by the way. I know way too much about all of this, but she wants me to. So
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
I mean, she validated my love of whole milk. Good. Good. I'm still Team Jack, by the way, my favorite character on the reality show. My favorite character. Because Jack is the one who's like, Mom, get offline for fuck's sakes. It's like, listen to Jack, man. He speaks for all of us.
Kim Jong 7 gave Aiden 70 memberships this morning, apparently.
Yes, she did. No, she gave him 20 and then 70.
Wow.
I really want that. I really want that J7 membership money. I really, really want it. She wore that shirt for you, Mel.
I know. That's why I was complimenting. I'm two steps ahead here, okay? We're playing chess, me and Jess.
Oh, are you reeling her in like a bass?
You know. I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing.
Are you going to come between her and Jeffy?
No. I want nothing to do with the middle of that.
Maybe I should start talking about how attractive I think Jeffy is. Sorry, Kevin.
Jeffy? Yeah. You do like bears.
I do. I love straight bears.
I like straight bears. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Hailey Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hmm.
Oh, God.
I mean, I typically like straight bears who aren't maniacs, but whatever. I could change him.
Or, you know, I could change him. Jeffy.
Yeah. Not interested.
Vouchables.
That is the most telling baby talk thing ever. It's like to come up with a safe word that you both understand, which basically means, are you so full of rage that I can talk to you right now that you have to use every day?
Yeah.
Like imagine if you're married to somebody and every single day you have to ask them, are you approachable today? Like what a way to live. I can fix Jessica.
I keep trying to put it in and then you keep trying to put it in and then it doesn't work. I'm going to do it. I
want to watch this one more time. Can we?
We can do whatever you want, Becky.
We have a lot of other things to talk about, but let's start here.
I might have to change my shirt. She's an OG. I am so hot.
J7's up top. Oh, Rebecca and Mel, obviously, both of them are in the lesbians we love category.
Go ahead, Mel. Right? You need to go.
Motion?
It's mesmerizing. You can't leave.
My yes to that?
I'm just trying to see who else is in there.
We get a roll.
Mel.
Much more of this.
Mel,
if you want to see
but not Rebecca.
There.
Rebecca goes somewhere else. I'm just not sure. Do we have just like a nasty cunt?
Yes.
We don't even have a cunt category. Just
yes.
Like a nasty, like
yes.
Nasty.
Yes, yes,
just
yes.
Nasty.
I knew it.
She moved Kane up above you and put you, she sandwiched you between
right?
Kane and Jolene.
Listen,
that sounds about right.
She
that seems right.
Doesn't hate Kane all the time. Just like but I don't hate Kane all the time.
I'm just saying, Rebecca being the gulf between Kane and Jolene feels almost exactly right. I think she's
actually
pretty good at this. Yeah,
that actually feels perfect because I'm not as funny as Jolene. I'm not as racist as Kane, but I do tell the truth there right in the middle. Look at me. Look at me. This is her feelings about you right here. And next time Jess talks about you, she's like, now Mel, you know how I, that Mel.
Mel, how you doing, Mel?
Is there a bumping uglies category?
Yeah, this is what I'm trying to figure out too, the good Misty. Why is Bay Harbor in the lesbians we love?
We want to find out. We have a lot to talk about, but we can absolutely start here if you want to. Just
is she outing Bay Harbor?
Let's go back a little. Let's go to like 210.
Angie said, would be easier if you had like one of those dishwasher signs that says clean or dirty, but it says unapproachable or approachable, and you could just flip it if it's needed.
Or like one of those things you have in those Brazilian steakhouses, like the meat parade one where they walk around constantly and you have either the red thing or the green thing on your table.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jeff needs. No, Jeff needs this.
This is really good, Kylie.
Jeff just needs this. Or like if he's had an okay day at work and is willing to talk about some things, but like he's willing to have sex but not have any like love talk during it. Yeah, that's what he needs. He needs signals. He needs to semaphore that shit is what he needs.
Mm-hmm.
Kylie says, Jolene. Oh, she's begging of you. Please don't take her fans.
Oh, Dolly.
So good. Okay, let's see, like the minute before us, let's see what happened, okay?
Okay, because Simna's getting bored and they want to know, Simna wants to know when we're going to move on. So.
Oh, we're going to move on in a couple minutes, I promise. But I couldn't not show Mel this clip and it's so good. I want to stew in it because this has been our theory.
Lady Harlot.
What in the world is a meat parade? Is Rebecca pushing her straight lifestyle on us again? Have you never?
Not everybody is straight, Rebecca. God.
Yeah, they do have sausage. It is a sausage fest. Have you not ever been to one of those Brazilian steakhouses where the guys walk around with like the brisket on a skewer and the sausage on a skewer and the chicken on a skewer and they just give you a little. Go change your shirt.
But I want to see what we're talking about next. I want to figure out when a good I'll do it when it's a good moment. It's just
I can just address them. I can talk to some people while you just go do it real quick. Just go do it. Change your shirt.
Okay.
Go do a meat parade in your bedroom. It's fine.
Gross. Okay, I'll be right back.
All right. Who here has been to a meat parade Brazilian steakhouse? Who in the chat? Say, give me a thumbs up or a yes if yes. Because this is the wildest experience. Caipirinha is like the margarita of Brazil. That is a very culturally insensitive way to put it, but it is like the standard, like the drink they have in pitchers that they give you, the Caipirinha. And then they walk around, you go in, they walk around, you have a green thing on your table in front of your plate or a red thing in front of your plate. Green means keep coming around and offering me stuff. Red means I'm about to vomit. That's what those two things mean. And if it's on green, then everybody walks by you and they all have different meats on like a giant skewer. They'll have like a steak thing and like a pig thing and like a sausage thing and like a chicken thing and like a turkey thing. And then they just, if you say yes, they'll just slice a little onto your plate. It's sort of like being in a reverse buffet where the buffet comes to you. That's actually exactly what it's like. It's a reverse buffet. And we call it the meat parade because it's a bunch of men. And I've never seen a woman in one of these places. And I may be being heteronormative, but all the ones we've been to, it's literally all, men. Anyway, they come around and sometimes they have fun outfits on, fun, like traditional, like Brazilian outfits. I don't know. And I'm not good at these places because it's like you just pay a price and like I'll get a dozen wings and eat three of them and take the other nine home. So it's not good for me personally, but it is fun to see how other people get the meat sweats at your table. I really enjoy that. Marius Callie says it's like dim sum, but with just meat. Yes, we are going to talk about closing arguments. I do promise. In the meantime, while Mel's gone, if you want to send us a tip, that all the links are pinned in the chat. You can send a super chat. We'll take it. You can send some whatever those jewel things are. We'll take it. Let's see. Angela says I've not meat parade, but I've been to Arby's. They have the meats. Emily Katz says the word approachables is funny and insane, but her having to ask Jeffy's, is it safe to talk or not, makes me kind of sad. I actually completely agree with this. I think it is sad for both of them because it displays a lack of growth in their communication and their relationship, but it also shows, like, I wonder if he has tests for her too, like, can I do this or can I do that? But it's just become so normalized to say approachables And the baby talk is like the signal because it makes it like I'm trying to, I don't know. Anyway, you guys know. Let's see. What else have we got here? Vegetarian. Sorry, says Naughty Dog. Nothing to be sorry about. That is a choice. Someone in the chat said, that's a great handle. Someone in the chat said, there's a salad bar, but why would you go there? Correct. Tara Hef1 says, yes, all male waiters. Thank you for confirming that. For a second, I thought it was a false memory made in good faith. It's so good if you're into meats. I bet Will. I bet the glarer likes a Brazilian steakhouse if he can bike there or Uber there. Yes, thumbs up, says Tara Hef1. Caipirinha is so good, says Susie Cusar. All right. Let's see. I think he's not a good guy based on past information I've heard about him. And I think in her time, he's turned her into a bad person, which is even sadder. That is very kind of you. Very charitable. It's both half uncharitable and half charitable. It's uncharitable to say you think he's not a good guy based on past information you've heard. I mean, that's uncharitable because you're just basically, you know, you're like seeing all this stuff and you're like, oh, seems like a not good guy. Totally reasonable conclusion, but also not charitable. And you think, really, that he turned her into not a good person, even when you've heard about the trying to steal two houses situation? It's very charitable. Tara, I appreciate your heart. You got a big heart, just like Mel does. The whole thing, the whole process just to speak to him. Why does Machado hate the first syllable of words? She does hate the first syllable, and she also hates the last consonant. Chat, core, especially if the last consonant's a T. Oh, man, you'll never hear a T at the end of the word in the Machado house. Can I pee, says Nikki 704. Can you? Can you? Rebecca, it's part of why I've never bothered going. It's so expensive. I don't feel like I eat enough to make it worth it. That is exactly me. That is exactly me. At restaurants, I only get something that I know I can, that would be a good leftover because it's like portions, man. They're ridiculous. When we went to Europe, it was like completely different. Food was inexpensive and they gave you such a little amount of it. So if you were still hungry, you could get more, but you didn't have to overeat. Here comes Mel.
Okay. Phew. Right, sorry. Mel. I have to correct the record about something though. So what we have here for the Brazilian steakhouse is called Fogo de Chao.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
Good news. Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
And it's exactly what you're describing, but whoever said that the salad bar at Fogo de Chao or those kind of restaurants, maybe it's different. Lindsay and I literally go to Fogo de Chao for lunch just for the salad bar. We don't even get the meats. there's a ton of meat on the salad bar there. It's just, it's the best salad bar in the world. I crave it. So you have to go there for the salad bar.
You know, they you have an incredible salad bar, Beefsteak Charlie's, and Pizza Hut had a
Pizza
really
Hut
good salad
had the
bar.
Best salad bar. Does everybody remember what's the name of that pizza restaurant that was a buffet? You could go, they had like 18 different kinds of pizza.
A pizza restaurant that was a buffet? That's not the Pizza Hut?
I think it was, it was in Texas, so I don't know if it's like all over, but oh my God, I love that place. What was
that called? See, D Cool said the same thing. Better than the 90s Pizza Hut salad bar. I lived on that. I used to sell cars.
CC's.
And the car dealership I worked with was right across from a Pizza Hut. Yeah. And I ate that salad bar every single day for lunch. It was like $2.99. And they had all kinds of stuff. You get pineapple and cottage cheese and sunflower seeds and all that stuff too. Okay, yep. One final Jess clip, and then we're moving on to today's events. Okay. We just want to see what happened before me and before you.
Okay.
It's so good. It's so, so good. Here we go.
It's hard to see with the lights.
It's okay. That's you wanted to work. See it. Just tell us.
All right.
All right. I'll speed this up a little so we don't have to watch her squint. In real
yeah,
time.
We got CC's after.
Do we
my
have a TT magnet. Well,
time.
This Horizon social chart doesn't have the whole family on here, but I think it goes without saying. Kazi, trash. Make another trash can, I guess. Right. You can go in the porta potty.
Oh wait, playback speed. Okay. Oh wait.
Kazi G, porta potty.
Oh wait. Oh, Lauren. Lauren's in the porta potty too. Oh, she's really mad at Lauren right now. That's right.
Yeah, because Lauren's funny and pretty.
Kev is up there.
I didn't put on
Melanie
my
Little
sheer black
on
shirt.
Here.
I should have. Where's Melanie Little?
Skip. Freddie Lynn's over here. He's on the KMS.
Lauren
adjacent.
Is both funny and pretty. That's a.
We're Skip.
That's
Long
a non-starter
Skip.
For this one.
We don't know where Skip is. Skip's out. Jen Altman, she doesn't make it on. We can't put her on. She's just so irrelevant.
90s called
I got,
their shirt.
I was a little bit upset with my girlfriend, Jess.
She's a lead from the estate sale. True crime fangirl.
Yes.
When she made fun of barren women about.
Oh, when she called Lauren a barren bitch.
Yeah, that hit sideways for sure.
What was nuts about that was it seemed extemporaneous, which means that's the kind of thing she's got loaded in the chamber at all times. Mm-hmm, she's got barren bitch just loaded in the chamber. It's not even like she wrote it down and she couldn't wait to like that was just like that was a bullet in the chamber. Bet you barren bitch. Whoa.
Quinn, are you trying to tell me something?
Cece's was post softball food, says Quinn. I think Quinn thinks you're a lesbian.
I think Quinn was telling me that they went to Cece's after softball, which means that Quinn might be trying to tell me something.
Okay,
we got to move on.
Hold on. Let's finish this section and then we'll move on.
Up top. She's an OG.
Who?
J7's up top. Oh, Rebecca and Mel, obviously. Both of them are in the Lesbians We Love category, right? Motion?
Both of them?
My yes to them? Mel. Mel, but not Rebecca. Rebecca goes somewhere else. I'm just not sure. Do we have just like a nasty cunt? We don't even have a cunt category.
You got to make that one. You got to give that one to Rebecca.
Just nasty.
She made a whole category because I'm so bad.
Yeah.
Right?
What's weird is
between Kane and Jolene, man.
What's weird is I think of everybody that has discussed her online, I have been the most charitable. I say I like whole milk. Mm-hmm. I say she's good at what she does insofar as she can fill 4 hours with just talking, even though she says things that she will definitely regret later and says things she absolutely shouldn't say. But not a lot of people can do that, right?
Okay.
I said she's civically active, which even though I don't understand the civics or why she's doing them, not a lot of people are as civically active as she is. That's great. Also, I'm a fan of Jack. There's nothing else on the table, but a lot of the people who are talking about her wouldn't even say those four things. But that's apparently true. That's not enough to make her love me as much as she loves you. And she does love my girl, Mel.
I have a certain je ne sais quoi. What can I say?
Are you going to leave me?
Me?
Are you going to join? Are you? She's been asking if she should have a co-host.
Oh, maybe I could moonlight.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about closing arguments in the Lindsay Clancy case today. I streamed around 12 o'clock today. We watched the whole thing. And We got what we expected out of Kevin Reddington. I thought he made a pretty good case. He did everything off the cuff. It wasn't written down. And maybe it was written down somewhere, but it was all in his head.
It was storyboarded.
And he was walking all over the courtroom. He kept bumping into the microphones. He kept slapping the whiteboards. He slapped some pennies down on the table. He made really great points, though. He made all the points that I was hoping he would call them out on. And I thought that he really hammered home how, like, disingenuous they were and how they were lying to the jury. Then by they, I mean the frickin' frack, the ADAs. So
I've watched so many closing arguments. I have never seen a closing argument that singularly focused on the deception of the prosecution.
And the DA's office. He pointed the DA out again.
That's also the prosecution.
And
he singularly focused on their deceptions.
They were,
and that was so smart. So smart. Because it kind of, I mean, I was thinking about this later because we'll talk about what they said after, what she said after, but usually whoever goes first, the person that goes second in some way responds to what the person who went first said, right? Mm-hmm. And he kind of set it up so she couldn't.
Right.
Because that would put her on her back heels being like, we didn't lie. That's a weird thing to say in your closing argument, right?
I was seeing a lot of people in the chat talking about how they wish that he had focused more on the reasonable doubt. But I thought he gave them a lot of ammunition for reasonable doubt. And I don't think that he had to hammer home what reasonable doubt is because he knew the judge was going to do it. And the judge did it right after closings. So I'm going to disagree with everybody who was like, I wish he'd focus more on the reasonable doubt. He focused on so much reasonable doubt. There were pages. I think he was, if there's any note I have for him, it's that he was a little all over the place, but that's because there was so much reasonable doubt. He called out, you know, even though the judge denied the Bowdoin instruction, he still hammered home that the investigation was shoddy. And basically, and one of the things that he said that I loved was she has never shied away from being like holding herself accountable for what she did. However, she was not in her right mind when she did it, and therefore she is not guilty. And the way that he said it, I'm paraphrasing for him, but the way that he said it was very strong, in my opinion. I'm sure there might have been some women on the jury who took offense to how much he was smacking the table and banging things and being.
Why?
You know,
why would women take offense at that?
Because I think that some women are like, ooh. Like, I think that it's nerve-wracking to some women. I can see how that would be. I also heard a rumor that there was a woman in the jury box who was like clutching a large cross. I don't know if that's true. I also saw somewhere online on Twitter that during the prosecution's closing, a woman like burst out into tears in the jury box. I don't know if any of that's true. These are just rumors that I heard.
Did John DePietro say that one? It's definitely not true.
And so I don't know. I thought Kevin was really strong. I thought that him sort of making it personal, not about Lindsay, but about the DA. And he brought up so many times, your government isn't supposed to do this to you. And that if I had been on that jury, I would have been like, hook, line, and sinker, sir. Thank you. And I like to think, I'm pretty sure that if I were a lawyer, I would already be Kevin Reddington. I'd be yelling. Because you know what I realized?
Like, you haven't earned it yet because you haven't been working in the field for 50 years.
No, exactly. That's my point. When I was watching it, I was like, oh my God, this is what I sound like when I try to tell the Pamela Smart story. Like, mm-hmm. I did that 3-hour stream with no notes about Pam Smart. And I was like,
Nelly. Whoa.
I probably sounded just like Reddington. I have so much passion and I know the case so well that I can just, you know?
Yeah. I think my observation, it was very different than the Karen Reed closing, because the Karen Reed closing was singularly focused on a piece of evidence that they did. Yeah. They never proved a fact.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer.
YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Yeah. They never proved the fact of the collision. They made it very narrow. Reddington did, and now granted, we have watched this from the outside, right? We're mm-hmm. not sitting on the jury. We don't know whether or not they, you know, are thinking about it. I mean, you always get the instruction to not do this and not do that and not do this. And every lawyer I know says it's fully expected that you will do half of those things. Mm-hmm. But, one of the things he did that we always, as people who watch these for a satisfying ending, which most people do, it's kind of why everybody wants there to be a mystery about the Lindsay Clancy case. When there is no mystery, we're kind of primed. It's also kind of why everybody hates the green dress lady so much, because we are so primed to be outraged at something we see as bad, right? And it's like, it's not a big deal. She smiled. It was inappropriate. Whatever.
No,
she,
I thought it was a big deal. I disagree.
Not. I mean, she did the wrong thing in the wrong moment. Is it like as bad as covering up a murder? No, but people are acting like it's as bad as covering up a murder. You can think it's really bad. People are treating her nationally like she is freaking Brian Albert.
Okay, we're going to take a tangent for a minute here.
Sure, I have thoughts about this. I'm happy to take a tangent.
Did you read the Newsweek article, and did you read the backstory about Vanity Fair and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know that because Vanity Fair had just done an article about Patrick, because this kid grew up with Lindsay Clancy, she mm-hmm. thought that she should be able to tell Lindsay's story and combat some of the things that Patrick said in his article. And so Vanity Fair was trying to hire her to write basically an op-ed. And then she went in there, and that's what she did. And so, of course, they're like, fuck no, that goes against our ethics. What the fuck are you doing? You're representing us.
She's How does saying it go against their ethics? Did they say?
I don't remember. Why?
It's not against their ethics. It shines a poor light on them. But there is certainly no rule in the journalistic code of ethics at Vanity Fair or elsewhere that you can't smile when the camera is on you.
She didn't just smile, Rebecca.
She says she had a mascara flick. I don't care. I mean, I'm just saying.
No, she's told three different stories.
Good. I know.
Listen, she says, when I get nervous, I smile. That was her second story. The first story she told outside of the courthouse was that her dad was watching her on camera and said she wasn't smiling enough.
I know.
So she did that specifically for her father.
I know.
And then she tells the story that she got nervous and that's why she smiled. And then the third story is that she had an eyelash and blah, blah, blah. I'm just saying, you're sitting in a courtroom where a woman has unalived her three children, and you're that's what you do when the camera turns to you, when you're supposed to be there to do a job.
It's not gross. Great.
It's
not great.
Gross.
And it is gross. That being said, people are treating her like one of the two prosecutors. People are treating her like freaking Brian Higgins and Jen McCabe. She made a big mistake in a very public forum. It was a moment in time, and it was a bad moment of judgment. And she might be a horrible person, but the point is, we don't know. We don't know if in the aggregate of her life, she's a horrible person. We just know that we are so primed to be angry and outraged during this case that something that rubs us the wrong way somehow gets on the Horizon social chart in the nasty cunt category immediately without considering whether or not that's fair, even if what she did in the moment was horrible. Is it fair to do that?
I understand what you're saying. I don't believe she should be getting death threats. I don't believe that people should be harassing her, but I do hope she rethinks, like she thinks about it the next time she's in a courtroom. And I do wish she wouldn't put out these. Did you read her statement on Instagram?
I did. I read her statement on Instagram. I heard her voice memo that she left for Turtle Boy that he played out loud on the show this morning. I've read her tweets. She tweeted back to me. I read that. Like, I know all about this.
Like comparing herself to Lindsay?
She's not making good choices, but she is also not one of the prosecutors in this case, and she's not Jen McCabe. She's a person, a young person who made a really bad decision and a really bad
Young person who's in her 30s. She's not, I mean, I call her a kid.
Okay, young person is not the right. She is not experienced enough to understand. I mean, the fact that she's defending it is the problem. She's making it so much worse. Mm-hmm, if she had said, she'd come out the gate and said, I completely miscalculated. I was just trying to smile at my dad. Yes. I made a huge mistake. And then
if she had done what the person behind her did, the woman who was behind her,
Rachel, what's her face?
Yeah, she's blonde lady.
Immediately came out because Jolene likes her.
Fine. I don't give a shit. My point is that the first thing that she did was come out and go, oh my God, I did something that was basically not tasteful, blah, blah, blah. I'm paraphrasing again. And she's like, and I apologize for my da-da-da. The thing that bothers me the most is that what I see happening with Green Dress Girl, her name's Brittany Romano. What I see happening with Brittany Romano is that she's continuing this on for clicks to make money. And that's
I think she's continuing it on because she doesn't know how to end a conflict.
I don't think that's true.
I think she's making it worse by digging in and trying to do the crybully thing, the mental health thing, the all that stuff thing, the whatever thing. She's doing all that stuff. And when I call her young and inexperienced, I sort of just mean like emotionally, not like literally. But she's continuing to make the mistake, and that's bad. But she is not. I think the outrage is outsized. I think we can just all roll our eyes and be like, that was really awful. Like, let's get her out of here. We can just roll our eyes and then we can let it go. She continues because she's continuing to be harassed and attacked. And it's like, if people had more sense of proportion, it's kind of like all these people who want to make a Patrick conspiracy because they're so primed to think everything's a big mystery and a big puzzle and needs to be solved when it isn't. It's kind of like people who think that reasonable doubt means you haven't proven I haven't seen it on video, so you haven't proven it. Like, no, everybody needs to take it down. The outrage is just like the primed for outrage thing is kind of what bothers me. And I see that happening here. And she might be terrible. And she probably did exactly the wrong thing.
Terrible.
But she's not important. She's not important. Who cares if she's terrible?
I get that. But she's using this to like be relevant. Like I was like, ew, I remember watching it. And in the moment I was like, oh my God, why is that woman making those faces? Why is she like being weird and like softcore porny at the camera? That's weird. And then the next thing I know, she's outside of the courtroom, capitalizing on it, telling a story, laughing it off, doing all this stuff. Then she goes on her Instagram and she posts several videos and being drunk and talking about it. And then she talks about how she's just going to keep this going for the clicks. Like she's telling us what she's doing, and then she starts getting threats and hate, and I don't agree with any of that part of it, but it's this idea that she took a childhood friendship with a woman who killed her 3 kids and tried to turn it into relevance for herself and a money-making opportunity, and that is despicable, in my opinion. It's as despicable as the ADAs in this case.
Someone in the chat said my favorite handle. Did anyone watch the Lally Don't Know Fest? Yes, I did.
I watched some of it. Rebecca watched more than I did. I only got to see some of it. But Rosemary Scapiccio is terrifying, and I love her so much.
Oh, my God. As I texted you and I said the same thing to Kevin, like, Sometimes I have like a nightmare over something that just happens in the culture around me. So like I might have a nightmare about being the person who accidentally smiles on camera in a courtroom. Like that's literally, my nightmares are very literal in that way. I was watching that hearing today where she was questioning Lally and I was like, I'm going to have a nightmare about being questioned by Rosemary Scabigio. Like I am, like I know it because the hot seat situation, but let's go back to the closing arguments because that's where we were.
Yeah. I thought Kevin was great. He could have been probably a little bit tighter, but I don't really care.
This is the point I was trying to make when we got to this whole green dress lady.
Sorry. Go ahead.
The thing that we all want, because we're all primed, the thing that we all want is for the attorney, and Jackson didn't do this, and some of us were disappointed at this. We want the attorney to pull out everything that we all saw over the last 5 weeks and be like, you remember that? Remember that? Yeah. Remember that? Because that's how we're thinking.
He literally said that. You guys remember that? That was crazy. That's why I was like, this guy is speaking for all of us and pulling out all those moments where it's like, oh yeah, remember this guy lied? Remember they tried to do this and it blew up in their face? Remember this? I loved it.
Remember that those of us who were watching from like just an entertainment outside perspective, we're like, we really want Jackson to go back and remind people like what Jen said. And he didn't. He only focused on the collision and his clothes. And some of us, myself included, understood the strategy, thought it was effective, but also really wanted him to talk about Jen McCabe. but he delivered. I mean, for us, he delivered. For us, he delivered. And not that it's about us, but also the jury is us. So it kind of is. And I agree with Quinn when you say we want Matlock. We want Perry Mason. We want the aha moments. And I think it's fair to say that Reddington delivered the Perry Mason Matlock moments in spades during this
whole trial. Excuse me, Mal. I am engaging in harassment.
No, she's not. She's talking on the internet, Mal. We love you, but that's not right.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Hailey Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
She's talking on the internet. Just say, I'm talking on the internet. It's okay.
Well, no, I don't appreciate someone accusing me of harassment when I'm speaking about my opinion about somebody who made themselves a public figure. I'm not sending death threats. I am not sending any kind of harassment toward this woman. I've never contacted this woman. I'm allowed to have an opinion about her.
You are.
That is my First Amendment right, which is the difference between me and the McAlberts.
Yep. That's your right.
I don't appreciate that.
We can disagree, but I think we should all agree that stating our opinion is not harassment, unless we are telling people to go harass somebody, which nobody here is doing.
What the fuck?
Mal, you are a wonderful viewer and you've been very supportive and we really love you. We just disagree with you in this moment. Okay, so back to Reddington. We have this weird thing that happens when Reddington wraps up after pointing out all the deception that the prosecutors did during the trial, after pointing out that they wanted you to think this, but their own expert said this. They wanted you to think that it was a faked suicide attempt, but even their own expert said it was very serious. And he did that for an hour, right? Then, gets
crack,
up.
Crack is what we call them.
And doesn't just, she in no way addresses what he said. She doubles down on a bunch of it, including the suicide attempt. Mm-hmm. What did you think about her take and her strategy in this? And she was, that was attorney, what's her, attorney Sprague, right?
Sprague.
Attorney Sprague.
Frack.
Attorney Sprague. Attorney Sprague.
Attorney, Jen Sprague.
Jen Sprague.
Here's the thing. Going after Reddington, like coming up after Reddington, after he just called them out for calling it a fake unaliving attempt, and then for her to push, like to not even take any notes from anything that he said to combat that, she just went with what she was going with. She didn't make any changes. She didn't adjust to the moment. She literally tried to tell the jury, which is so interesting to me because she's the one who stood up and told the judge because when the judge was like, well, it sounds to me like you guys are going with this was fake. This SI attempt was fake. And she's like, no, we're not. We're just saying she used the wrong tools. And now in her closing, she's telling the jury it's fake. She didn't use the word fake, but she's telling the jury that it was a fake. And then she's also, we had to skip through this part because of, you know, we don't like to show all the stuff about the kids, like the, you know, the details about the kids. She goes into this long ass speech at the very end of the closing and details what happened to the children in the basement, and then says that Lindsay should have moved their bodies to their beds and created a shrine.
That was okay. For those who didn't watch,
what
she said, I'm going to say the traumatic thing because it's very important for you to understand what she said. She said that she just left the kids in the basement floor instead of carrying them upstairs and tucking them into their beds. That's how callous she was. Yeah. And all I could think was, if she had carried them upstairs and tucked them into their beds, what would you be saying?
Good news. Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Jen's
right, break. Calculated.
You would literally be saying the same thing, but worse, because it would have taken longer and it would have been a whole thing. It was a wild way to close this. Absolutely wild. Absolutely wild. She doubled down on the weapons and how they were used. She doubled down on the, you know, Kevin Reddington literally had said like 15 minutes before, they want you to think that she gently put herself out the window and slid down the house. She doubled down on that. Doubled down on the superficial wounds?
Yeah, she's like, by the time Patrick got there, she wasn't even bleeding anymore. I was like, because she had hypothermia and she was bleeding on the inside. What are you talking about, lady? Oh, and then what was the other thing? Well, the Andrea Yates moment. I mean, these two women. So I did some research about who these women are, like what they do outside of these cases. And I knew this, but then when I read it again, I was like, oh my God. So Shannon Buckingham, who I call Frick, we also call her
Paul Revere.
Yeah, Paul Revere. She is the chief of the family protection unit for the Plymouth DA, which means all the cases she supervises are child physical abuse, domestic and intimate partner violence, sexual assault, and great prosecutions, crimes against the elderly, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, she has no fucking business. She has no business being the chief of that unit with the way that she handled this trial. Between the two of them, they did so many things that were so unethical and things that they absolutely know in their core, because the two of them have been practicing law for, one of them 20 years and the other one 15 years, and they've been in the DA's office for that long. They knew better. They knew better than to cross over those lines that they crossed over, the religion line, the Andrea Yates line in the closing. So many lines crossed, so many lines crossed, and they knew what they were doing. And from the opening statements, they've been grasping at straws. And I still don't know what their theory is. I still, after closing arguments, don't know what their theory is.
It's interesting to me, something that occurred to me also, but I contrasted the that moment that you just talked about, the Andrea Yates moment, mm-hmm. with Kevin Reddington's alluding to Jack Nicholson's character in The Shining,
yeah.
and his yep. psychosis.
Yeah.
Like, he used an imaginary scenario where he was like, you've all seen it. And so that's a very effective way to paint a picture in the jurors' minds, yes. without bringing another actual case into the case.
Yep.
And then she did that. And I'm like, but the thing that I kept thinking was, they're prosecuting this and talking about it.
Until now, the data your AI depends on has been trapped behind ever-increasing cloud fees. Wasabi created Hot Cloud Storage and is redefining cloud storage for the AI era, delivering simple, predictable cloud storage for AI, analytics, media, and more. Your data is free to move, fast to access, and ready when your AI needs it. Hidden fees add up fast as AI workloads grow. Wasabi's flat pricing eliminates all of it. One rate, no surprises. Learn more and try now for free at wasabi.com. Wasabi, the AI storage cloud. Proud partner of the iHeart Podcast Network.
Good news! Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.